Okay, so we're yesterday we started the Inyan of Hesped, so we were going through Simin Shin Dalad Mem about the Chiyuv of Hesped. So today we're going to continue in Shin Dalad Mem, and then Bez Hashem, hopefully, if we get there, to try to get into Shin Mem Hey as well. Shin Mem Hey is the sugya of Ma'avir Atzmo L'das, which is a fascinating sugya, lehalacha, if not necessarily lemaisa. But we'll talk about that as well. So first, let's try to get into a couple of the other issues that come up with regard to a hesped. There is a machlokas in the Gemara in Brachos about mili di alma b'fnei ames. The Gemara Brachos of Gimel Amid Beis tells us that in omrim b'fnei ames el dvarav shel mes. You're only allowed to say things that pertain to the mes b'fnei ames. And the first lashon of the Gemara. And the first lashon of the Gemara over there says that it's talking about only about Divrei Torah, as opposed to Mili Di Alma. Mili Di Alma, apparently, you're not allowed to say. You're even more restricted. According to the Lishna Basra, it says that it's talking about Divrei Torah and Kol Shekein Mili Di Alma. The first lashon is that Mili Di Alma, you're less restricted. That is Divrei Torah, where it's a Loig LaRush issue, and Lishna Basra has the opposite. So the Rush and the Ramban quote Rav Haigon. That Paskin, like the, they quote Rav Haigon, that Paskin, like the Lishna Kama, to be mechalik between Divrei Torah and Mili Di Alma, and the Torah understands that that means that it's also be Divrei Torah even outside of Dalet Amos, and Mili Di Alma, to talk about other things, is Dafka Asur Betoch Dalet Amos. Darkei Moshe quotes that in Siv Katan Vav, and he says that that's the Shitas HaMordechai. However, the first Shita that the Torah quotes, Paskins like the Lishna Basra in the Gemara, that there's no difference between Divrei Torah and Mili Di Alma. And for both of them, Toch Dalet Amos, Aser, Bein B'Divrei Torah, Bein B'Mili Di Alma, only Dvarav Shalmes is going to be Mutter, and Chutzla Dalet Amos, everything's going to be Mutter. Both Divrei Torah and Mili Di Alma. So the Shach in Siv Katan Yud Aleph over here, the Shach writes on the Halacha where the Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Tes Zayin, Einom B'fnei Ames, El Dvarav Shalmes, Kigon, Sarchik, Verasa, Vehespital, the Shar called Dover, Aser, Vehani Mili B'Divrei Torah, Avel B'Mili Di Alma Leslanba, that you're only allowed to say Tzarchei HaMeis in front of the mace, but that's only a limitation when it comes to Divrei Torah. Mili Di Alma, it's not a problem. So says the Shach, Mashma Das HaMechaber Di Divrei Torah Afilu Chutz L'Dal L'Ramos Asur Mili Di Alma Afilu Toch Dal L'Ramos Shari. Mechaber sounds like Mili Di Alma wherever you want. You're allowed to say Mili Di Alma, even within Dal L'Ramos. Divrei Torah, you're not allowed to say it B'fnei HaMeis at all, even outside of Dal L'Ramos. So there is no Dal L'Ramos border. V'abach Pasuk Di Divrei Torah Asur Afilu Chutz L'Dal L'Ramos. Umili Di Alma Eino Asur Ela Toch Dalet Amos. The Bach says that Divrei Torah is Aser wherever. There is no Dalet Amos border for Divrei Torah, but for Mili Di Alma, there is a Dalet Amos border. Or Dvar Shalmeis Mutra Afilu B'Divrei Torah Afilu Toch Dalet Amos. But once it's in the category of Dvar Shalmeis, you're talking about which Divrei Torah to say in the Hesped for the Mace, or you're talking about the Halachos of Avelus on the Mace, or something like that, that's even Mutter within Dalet Amos. V'chei Nagu Lidrosh Pa'agadus U'Psukim Afilu Toch Dalet Amos B'Fnei Amates. V'yotzin me'inyin le'inyin atcha megiyin le'saper shvach of shalmeis me'isek tarasu v'chasiduso v'yoser midos tovos shoyibo. Says the Shach, that's why how we give a spedim. You give a hesped right in front of the mace, the mace is right there, and you talk about his, you give Divrei Torah, and the Divrei Torah lead you into the kind of fellow that this person was, his different kolchos. And that's our minhag, he says, that's perfectly fine. Because of a Mordechai to Koloso Chedesh HaMeis Munach Bo Chashva G'dal Ramos Chim Chazar Abach. Then he says, and the definition of Dalet Amos is like what the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Netilas Yadayim, right? That it's not Lav Davka Dalet Amos, anywhere within the same room is also considered to be the Dalet Amos. So that's how the Shach writes as far as what's considered Dvarav Shalmeis, therefore we're allowed to be Doresh B'Divrei Torah in front of the mace as long as it's a kind of hesped that's going to lead you back to talk about the mace himself. The Gra in Sivkat and Ches points out that Chutz L'Dalet Amos, he holds everything is Mutter, even Divrei Torah, even when it's not L'Kvodo. tochtal ramos divrei Torah are aser unless it's the kavod ameis, but mili di alma are going to be mutter. The gra is not mechalik between a kever and meis mutter lefanav, because Yerushalmi says that if the Yerushalmi discusses, it seems to not make such a distinction, because Yerushalmi talks about in a beis hakvaros and it says chutz ledal ramos. So even when the meis is muta, I'm sorry, he talks about meis muta lefanav and says a chutz ledal ramos is different. So it's lav dafke in the kever, having the meis right there also is included in that same category. So bottom line is, according to the shach, according to the way we paskin, you're allowed to say a hesped with full divrei Torah right in front of the mace, but otherwise to say divrei Torah would be problematic. Now in Shulchan Aruch in Shin Samach Zayin Sif Gimel, Shulchan Aruch writes that you're not supposed to daven or be kori b'Torah b'toch dal ramos of a kever, within four amos of a kever, and and if you as far as whether yotze b'dieved, Mishabur discusses in Ayin Aleph in Siman Ayin Aleph Sifkat Yizayin whether you're even yotze b'dieved if you davened within dal ramos of a kever. So the Shach in Sifkat and Gimel over there in Siman Shin Samach Zayin says not only are you not supposed to daven or be kori b'Torah within dal ramos of a kever, who adin Kaddish, that you have to say Kaddish more than four amos away from the kever. And in Shinayin Vav Sivkat and Gimli writes the same thing, and this is quoted in the Mishnah Brura in Simnayin Ayin Aleph Sivkat on Tes Vav. So that's a fascinating idea, that Kaddish, you're not allowed to say within Dalet Amos of a kever. But wait a second, we just got through saying that Dvarav Shalmeis, that's always mutter. Whenever it's Dvarav Shalmeis, it's going to be okay. Shouldn't Kaddish be Dvarav Shel Meis? Why is Kaddish not considered something that's Mishum Kavod of a Meis? Even Dvarav Torah L'Kavod HaMeis, you're allowed to say within Dalet Amos. So it's hard to imagine that the Shach means that you just can't say Kaddish about, on a different Meis, B'toch Dalet Amos of a Kever of one Meis, right? That's hard to imagine that that's what the Shach means. What you have to say is that Kaddish is not really considered L'Kavod HaMeis. Wow, why not? So you have to say it's not about the cover of the mace. You're not addressing the mace. When you're saying Kaddish, it's the zechus of getting a tzibur of people to say Yehi Shmei Rabba. That's the godless of the zechus. Rav Ezra Schwartz just wrote an article in the Times of Israel about the value of Kaddish and where it really took root, and historically at what point it became something that's so associated with giving kavod to a niftar. Obviously there's a major emotional component to Kaddish as well, but as far as direct kavod, Yakar D'Shichvi, right, that's as far as Hesped is concerned. But Kaddish is about Bramizaka Abba. It's about a child doing a great zuch, accumulating a great zuchus that's going to be there for the to help the mace out. But that's not called Kavod of the mace. Chachmas Adam spells this out pretty much in Klal Kuf Nun Ches Si'if Chaf Gimel. In Geshar HaChaim, in Perek Tes Zayin, he says that the minhag nowadays is to say Kaddish within Dalet Amos of the Kever, because nowadays we consider it to be Dvarav Shel Meis. Meaning, Dvarav Shel Meis is not based on a halachic reality. Dvarav Shel Meis is whether you associate it with the mace. Meaning, if you are doing something that is distracting you from the mace, that's problematic. But if you're doing something that, as far as you're concerned, that's as close to the mace as you'll ever be, that's what draws you close to the mace, then that's going to be permissible. I was just talking to one of my chaverim, one of the great rabbeim in DRS, who I taught with for many years, Rabbi David Friedman, who lost his mother to COVID, toward the beginning. This was a long time, a couple of months ago already, I think. And at the time, they weren't allowing any minyanim at the cemetery that he buried his mother in. And it so happened, I mean, it was such a crazy, crazy time. It feels like a million years ago already, but it was, you know, we think now is a crazy time, but you just think back 2 months, what life was like. It was such a crazy time that right after his mother's levaya, he had another levaya to do as a rabbi in a cemetery down the block, in another cemetery that was right there. That cemetery had different restrictions, and they allowed a minyan mitzumtzum. So he went to perform a levaya on his first day of Shiva, on Yom Rishon of Avelus, coming back, on the way back from his own mother's levaya, and at that other levaya, his own mother's levaya, he couldn't say Kaddish. But at that other levaya, he was able to say Kaddish. So he said, I got to say a Kaddish for my mother. Ooh, so he's saying Kaddish for his mother, but he's nowhere near his mother, right? He's in, so is that considered Kvodo Shalmeis? So it's debatable, I guess, whether that would be permissible. But obviously, the point of saying the Kaddish is for both. He's saying the Kaddish for all the Mesim he's generating the Zechus. It's at the other person's Levias, obviously it's a Zechus for that person as well. So anyway, that's a little bit of a discussion in terms of our practice, that we do say Kaddish within Dalet Amos. And that fits nicely with the idea that we say not only Kaddish, but it's the Dvar of Shalmeis is Mutter, so even Dvar Torah Toch Dalet Amos. So based on that, it's not only Kaddish. Chachmas Adam writes in Klal Kufnun Hey Siftas Vav that you're allowed to say Tehillim in a Bayis Shalmeis Munach Sham, in a house where the mace is, because that's going to be matzil the mace from ruchos ra'os. L'chor, the same is true for beis ha'kvaros, betoch dal ramos of the kever, if the tehillim is l'kavad ha'mace. Right? You could argue that there's a difference. If the Chachmas Adam's whole argument is that it saves you from ruchos, I don't know, maybe after he's already nikbar, after he's already buried, maybe it doesn't save from any ruchos, and it would be also to say tehillim in a beis ha'kvaros. Chachmas Adam actually makes that chilek. He says not to say Kaddish and Baruch Hu in a bayis shameis bo. Why? Because Kaddish and Baruch Hu are not mishum kvodo. He says tehillim that are matzil him ruchos, you know, Chachmas Adam, like we said, is against the Gesher HaChayim. He says that Tehillim that are matzil him from ruchos that you can say. So that's also a fascinating idea. This, we always say Tehillim, and that's what you do in a Beis HaKvaros, right? You go to Kivrei Avos, you go to Kever Rachel, you go wherever you go. That's what you do. You say Tehillim, and yet it seems that it's not so pashut, because here you are, you're saying Divrei Torah. Is it Me'inyan of Shalmeis? I don't know. Maybe I'm just davening and I just want the zechus of the mace. Is that considered Me'inyan of Shalmeis? So when it comes to that, you know, again, that's the minhag. It's the minhag of Rabbi Mushleimin that we say Tehillim, not only the Kavod HaMeis, even for our own Tzarchim. So in the Das Kedoshim, he says that by Tehillim, we say it's Samach L'Kever even when it's not Mishum Kavod HaShleimeis, and you have to say that the only Isser is when it's Bederech Limud, he writes. That which we Aser, Kriya B'fnei HaMeis, is only when you're doing a Bederech Limud, as opposed to saying Tehillim where you're doing a Bederech Tefillah, then it wouldn't be a problem. But it's still a problem because, you know, like Kever Rachel has a shul right there, right? Amar Samach Pela. Why is that not an Isser to be mispalil in the Beis HaKvaros? The Isser is not only about learning. You know, it'll be mispalil in the Beis HaKvaros with Tal Ramesh al Kever. So you have to say that it was derived from the fact that Chizkiyahu was mamid beis haknesses al kivro, even though according to Tosfos is chutz l'dalet amos, beis Yosef in Simon Shin Dalet Mem quotes in Muka Yosef that lekavod shichva, it's when it's done lekavod shichva, when it's done lekavod ames, meaning the entire establishment of the beis haknesses al kivro is done lekavodo, then it's going to be mutter. So any time you have a beis haknesses that's there lekavod ames, it's mutter to be mispal and do everything you would do in a beis haknesses, because all of that is now governed under lekvodo. So amiras tehillim also and bakashas rachamim, maybe even betoch dal ramos is mutter, as long as you're dafka being somech on the zechuyos of that mace, because the fact that you feel you need the zechuyos of that mace, that itself is a kavara mace. And it's not just that you happen to be in the cemetery and you look or you watch and say, oh, zman tefila, I better daven. No, that would not be okay. It has to be that it's dafka because of the Kavod HaMeis. In fact, the Gesher HaChaim in Perek Chav Tes, Osir Aleph, quotes a Maisa that Rav Shmuel Salant didn't daven close to Kever Rachel, and he went out to like a prosdor in order to daven. But he quotes that many, many tzaddikim do daven at Kever Rachel. L'chora, the svara is that the dafka by Kever Rachel, that's the kavan. The Chacham Shlomo, Shlomo Kluger writes in Shittim Gubetzos and Baba Kama, he gives one approach where he says that Hoshivi Yeshiva al Kivro is only Birabim when the masses realize that it's Lukvodo, but not Biyachidim who decide to learn there. So that's where the minna comes from, that we learn Mishnayis by the mace before the Kavura, but it should be Dafka Rabim Halomdim, where it's clearly done Lukvodo. But anytime it's not a Rabim, even if you're having Kavana Lukvodo, it might be Aser. So the bottom line is we're knowing to say Tehillim. So why do we say Tehillim? Because it's obvious that the Tehillim is L'kavod HaMeis. We don't typically go and say Tehillim when we just happen to be in a cemetery. We go to the cemetery with the Tehillim in hand to say those Kapitulach of Tehillim. So that has to qualify as Kavod HaMeis. So that's what we have to assume. Let's see what the comments over here. According to this, would one be allowed to learn a sefer which the mace had written, as that is showing kavod that his Torah is still being learned? Maybe. Meaning, if it's obvious that that's what you're doing, right? I think people do this when they do like these tours, right? You know, like they do these tours of different kvarim. So they'll want to talk about the people that. Right, I think they'll want to talk about the people that they're visiting, so they'll talk about the Torahs that person had. I mean, Rav Shechter, when he does the tours, I don't think that's what he does. I mean, I think when he does those tours, he dafka says it on the way there. You know, he'll say over Torah from different people. You know, every summer, he and the Rebbetzin go on some tour where they tour different parts of Europe. And he always finds all these obscure gedolim that lived in those locations, and then he talks about their Torah on the bus. They get a free vacation out of it, the Rebbetzin is happy, and Rav Shechter slaps along and talks about all these gedolim, and that's their mahalich. So I think he does it generally on the bus when they're not betoch talarams, but there's probably room to argue that would be permissible, that would be considered the kvodo shomeis. Okay. It was interesting. Last summer, he went to St. Petersburg in Russia. And each summer, before the summer, he asks Rabbi Isaac Rice to do all the research on which Gedolim lived there and find the Sfarim that they wrote. So Isaac goes to Hebrew Books, prints out the entire Sefer that these people wrote, whoever they were. Rav Shechter, you know, takes a night, reads through the entire Sfarim, you know, and then just is ready to say over their Torah. But then it occurred to him right before the summer that St. Petersburg is very, 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 very far north. And if you're as far as when Shabbos ends, it's not so pashut. The sun may never dip far enough below the horizon to make him happy about doing Malacha D'Oraisa after Shabbos. So he said, but you know, Rav Itzel Petterberger lived in St. Petersburg. Like, he must have done something. Like, what did he do in terms of determining that? So that was the hack. Right before last summer. I don't know what he decided in the end. He probably just waited till Chatzos HaLaila to do Malach HaDoraisa on Motzai Shabbos. Okay, the Gemara says Vaiter in Moed Katan Chav Beis and Beis that a Chacham Shemeis Beis Medrash or Batel. That if a Chacham dies, that his Beis Medrash is Batel. The Ritva says for 7 days so that they shouldn't be Misatzel Beis Beidon. Av Beis Din Shemeis, all the Batim Medrash should be Iro or Batel. And they're Nechnasan Beis HaKnesses, and they're Mishan and Mekoman, Mitzof and Ladoro, Midor and Mitzof, and everyone sits in a different seat. That's also in the Yuga Velus. And the Karban Nisanel says, no, Dafka Dorom Vitzof, to show that Nistimu Mayanos HaChachma Al Smol Shu Yamin Val Yamin Shu Smol, because Dorum and Sofron are to the right and the left, you're facing Mizrach. So that's what they say, that's what the Dafka, they move left to right and right to left, they flip that way as opposed to flipping backwards and forwards. Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yilches, it only says Mishana Mekoma, but doesn't give that detail. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes Beferish that a Yoshvin B'Dorum Yeshu Ata B'Tzofon, a Yoshvin B'Tzofon Yoshvin B'Dorum V'chein B'Kalat Stadim Yiru L'Shanos Misal Zay, he says, Beferish, it's love, Dafka, Dorm, and Tzofon, it's whichever, you just switch sides, you just move around. around. And apparently it's a din of shinui makom. It's lav dafka darim and safan, the way the Karmen Asanel understands it. The Gemara goes on to say that a nasi shemeis kol batei midrashos betelin. All the batei midrashos are batel, and the bnei haknesset nuchaslin beis haknesset for Karmen Zion v'yotzin, and they read seven aliyos, and the reason is because they're all avelim, and avel is not allowed to daven in a beis haknesset, so they need to come there to read the Torah in order not to be mevatel the beis haknesset entirely, even from kriyas haTorah b'tzibur. So in order to keep the beis haknesset going, they would all go in just for kriyas haTorah. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that we don't have a nasi anymore for hundreds of years, so this halacha doesn't apply anymore. Right? That's why you've never heard of this idea that that you're going to be mevatel the whole tzibur because from tefillah also b'tzibur because of the death of a nasi. And all these things where the Beis HaMedrash is batel, the halacha is, strictly speaking, the Gemara says, not supposed to be metayel b'shuk, they should be yoshrin v'domin. So the Rush writes, you get together two by, you know, in chavrusas in people's houses, but that's it. You're not allowed to have any sort of limud b'chabura or limud b'tzibur. So that's a me'ikar adin, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but it's not something that is widely practiced. I think that's the idea that they say, right? Someone tell me the source of this, that that why we say tzidkascha, all the svarim say based on the midrash, and we say tzidkascha mincha on Shabbos because it's a form of tzidk hadin. Right, because Moshe Rabbeinu died according to the Midrashim on Friday, on Shabbos afternoon. So Chacham Shemes based Midrash Batel. That's why Rav Shachter always points out the minig is that we don't darshin in halacha. We don't give real shiurim at that time on Shabbos afternoon because there's a bittul based on Medrash at that time on Shabbos afternoon, because it's every Beis Medrash is the Beis Medrash of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's when Rav Shachter came to my shul. He was kind of upset that, not upset, but he said it's really not right that I have a halacha shir during Shalosh Shudas, which Shai does as well in the Young Israel of Woodmere. So I always use that as my cover. But he thought it's really not right. I said, but otherwise no one's going to come to the shir, meaning there's the only. He said, why don't you just give it earlier in the day? No one's going to come if I give it earlier in the day. They're stuck in shul anyway with Tinuch Marv. Okay, if that's the only way they're going to learn, then you could do it. But really, strictly speaking, you shouldn't have it. So that's the Ramah writes. So that's the, so based on that, we don't that's based on this halacha that Chacham Shemes based Midrash Batel, that the Beis Medrash is supposed to be Batel. That's what Tosus writes, that they used to have a minug. Tosus writes where Maseches Megillah, I think, that they used to have a minug that they would be maftir b'ksuvim at mincha, that they would do a haftarah from the ksuvim at Shabbos mincha. Why? Because the Gemara in Shabbos says that you're not allowed to read ksuvim during the Zman Beis HaMedrash. So it could be that as soon as you daven mincha, Zman Beis HaMedrash is over. So once they finish the Kriyas HaTorah Mincha, as Rav Salvechik explains, it's in the Harei Kedem, as soon as you finish the Kriyas HaTorah Mincha, Zman Beis HaMedrash is over, so now you're allowed to read Ksuvim again, because it's not the Zman Beis HaMedrash. The assumption is that when you read Ksuvim, it's going to be so exciting to read Ksuvim that it's going to make you not want to go to the Shir. It's going to make you not want to go to the boring Halacha Shir. Okay, the Gemara in Megillah, Chav Ches tells the Beis Knesset, Beis HaMedrash, in a Beis HaKnesset and Beis HaMedrash, you're masped talmidei chacham v'nashosehem, but nobody else. Meaning you can't hold a hesped, and this halacha lemaisis comes up in a lot of places. A lot of times there's pressure. Oh, they were, these people were so dedicated to the shul. Can you have the hesped in the shul? The scheduling doesn't work out with the local funeral home. Something like that. So the halacha, strictly speaking, the Gemara says in Megillah, Beis Knesset, Beis Medrash for talmidei chacham v'nashos sehem, but not everybody else. And the Torah quotes the Ramban in Torah Adam Amud Peches, that a chacham aluf v'gon machnis noso lebeis hamedrash u'menichan amita b'makom shayadoresh, that if you have a person who's a chacham aluf and gon, you bring the actual coffin into the shul, put it where he would darshin, and you send the talmidim say aspeidim in front of the whole kihila. And that's what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. If you test maspeidim talmidim chacham v'nashos sehem and then it's Sivchav, Chacham, Va'olav, V'gon, Machlisos, Beis Medrash, Menichim, Mitzmakim, Shei Doresh, V'sof, Nosso Sham. And then you continue to say Aspeidim till he gets to the Beis HaKvar. So if you look in Chachmas Adam, Klal Kufnun Hei Sivta Zayin, he says that we should be Mevatal this. We should get rid of this Minhag. No longer should we bring people into the Shul. no mace should be brought into the Beis HaKnesset. And he writes, Vira alai hamaisa. He says that this is terrible. Sharo shasu kein adonenu, marana v'rabana, rabin shalkol b'nei agola, muchutani rabbi Eliyahu chasid. He said, everyone saw that they did this by my mechutin, who was the great goan that everyone respected, rabbi Eliyahu chasid, who of course, who's rabbi Eliyahu chasid? He was the Vilna goan. The Vilna goan we always think of as like the opposite of a chasid, but he was called the Chassid Mivilna, in that, you know, and it wasn't Chassid versus Misnaged sense, it was Chassid in terms of he was a Chassid. He was, so they used to, he was known as the Chassid Mivilna, and he wasn't really the Mechutin of the Chayei Adam. Chayei Adam was I think the Chayei Adam's son was married to the Gruz granddaughter. But you know that's close enough that you call them a mechutin. If you're looking for the yichus, you know you'll take it, right? So the Chayadim is always very proud of the fact that he's the Gruz mechutin. Chayadim, I think, was a businessman, right? So he was very proud of the fact that he was that he was the Gruz mechutin. So or close to it. So he says everyone saw that they brought the gra into the shul and shayadua meforsim lekol olam legon v'chassid v'yachid bedoro, and one could add and yachid for many generations before and after him. Mimenu lamdu lasus came gam lemishos in the chabdov aleim nemer v'tavav v'tadam was es mikdashi ubevade gomemral lemeis pazeh. He says, so now they say, it's a great way to show kavod for someone to bring him into the shul. He's like the Vilna Gaon, but he's not like the Vilna Gaon, and because of that, Roy Levatel zeh, no mace. It should have been cut off at the Vilna Gaon, and that's it. No one else is the Vilna Gaon. In the Sefer Pnei Baruch in Simon Gimel, in footnote Tesvav, he quotes Maram Shik, Yardeh Sim Shin Mem Hei, that says about the Chachmas Adam that it's Nachom, because we pass Nep as Manazeh, there's no Din Tamil Chacham, and since even Tamil Chachamim are so rare to find, Kol Shkein, where over here you don't just need a Tamil Chacham, you need a Chacham, V'Olaf, V'Gon. So how are you ever going to find someone who meets that criteria? You could argue that the fact that Shulchan Aruch quotes it tells you that it's still Nogeya Bizman Hazeh, that you can't just dismiss it. But nevertheless, he says, who are we going to be confident enough that we're going to say he qualifies as a Chacham Olaf Vagon? It's important to realize these are two separate halachas, right? There's halach of having the funeral in the shul, and there's halach of bringing the mace into the shul for the funeral. So as far as having the funeral in the shul, so that you only need to be Talmidei Chacham Menashoseihem. But to actually bring the coffin into the shul, that needs Chacham Olaf Vagon. That needs to be on a higher level. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that Lo kol ha-meisim machnisim le-beis ha-knesset le-beis ha-medrash la-spido, el tamid cham minashoseihem. Aruch HaShulchan is very strange, right? He says, you don't bring every mace into the Beis HaKnesses to be masked him, only tamid cham minashoseihem. That's not true. He's mixing the two halachas together. Talmid Chacham Menashoseihem is about having the funeral at all in shul. The Chacham Olaf Vagon is about bringing them actually into the shul. But they quote the Tshuvas Pe'er Ador of the Rambam, some Mem Zayin, that you're actually allowed to bring even an Adam Kosher into the Beis HaMedrash. So that's what some are somech on. Most assume that we just moved the line over a little bit from what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Meaning, Shulchan Aruch says that, like we said, a Talmid Chacham Menashoseihem, you're allowed to have the funeral in shul. Chacham Olaf Vagon, you're even allowed to bring them into the shul. So what we've done now, what I've seen at least, I don't know, you know, who's given the okay on this, what I've seen is that someone who's like an Adam Kasher and a community person, a shul president or something like that, they'll allow the funeral in shul, but not the actual coffin. But if a person is the rabbi of the shul, then they allow the actual coffin in the shul, even though he may not have been, he may not qualify as a Chacham Olaf Vagon. So for some reason, the line has moved over a little. You find that in Poskim, that they write like that. In the Tshuvas Chayim Biyad, Simon Kufei, he allows bring the Mara Da'astra, the Rav Ha'ir, into the shul. In the Malami Lahol, Rav Siafim, Simon Kuf Yud, he says the Minog in Hungary was to bring the Aron of a Rav Gadol into the shul. So usually you see that by the rabbi of the shul, they're almost always makil on that. Okay, we have another comment over here. Let's see. Did they lose Kriyas HaTorah in the Beis Havel at those times? Did they not do Kriyas HaTorah? They said probably not, you know, in terms of having Sifrei Torah and transporting it with an Aron. You know, one of the things, one of the more surprising psakim from Rav Schechter over this corona issue was he suggested that that in order to bring the Sifrei Torah to different locations, if you can have smaller minyanim in different locations, every Sefer Torah needs to be in an aron. You need to make aronos, small aronos, for every single Sefer Torah. So Rabbi Willig was not so convinced that that's a smart idea, because, think about what that's going to be. All these Tashmishei Kedusha that you're going to have now. So Rabbi Willig said, you should find a Makom Mechubad to place it. Take a closet in your house that, for the meantime, is going to hold that Sefer Torah in the homes that whose backyards the Minyanim are going to be in. I've got to tell you, I'm not particularly excited about these backyard Minyanim. I'd rather just be a Rav Tversky person and wait it out till we can go back to Shul. But okay, anyway, that's beside the point. Shulchan Aruch goes on to say that there are days that we don't say Hespedim. On Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, and that includes Purim, includes Yud Daled and Tezvav, Adar Rishon, and Adar Sheni. Rav Shechter quotes Rav Itzel Panovitcher that even on the days that you're not allowed to say Hespedim, Rav Itzel Panovitcher said that Krovim are allowed to say Hespedim. Why? Because the whole list of say Hespedim is because of the mitzvah of Simcha in those days. Well, Onanim are pater for mitzvot, so they're pater for the mitzvah of Simcha, Mela, they're allowed to say a Hespid. So Rav Shechter said, we don't assume that way. Because there's an issur for the shomim also. You're going to go say, you're not talking to nobody, you're talking to the people who are listening. And you're going to be more the most, you're going to be more bechi, and that's not okay. They have a mitzvah of simcha. So Rav Shechter was not impressed with that svara, but if you look in Igros Moshe, or Chaim Chelekal, Simkov Samachay, he writes, Nish'alti im avel atzmo mutal haspin meso b'chol ha-moed. He says, I was asked, can an avel do it? Can the avel say the haspin on chol ha-moed? Ve'shafti shela, and he has daiti near a nota lahatir, mishum shuhu mischai v'bechi shloshi yamin. Ve'etzim ha-bechi matzinu sha'af la'cherim yitiru dinashim b'moed ma'anos, shubofen shekulan onos. Ve'lechem ba'avel atzmo mochiv b'kvodo, af la'ora acherim sheyivku mistavr sheyuchel af la'aspid. He says, maybe it's okay, because he's Mitzuva in Bechi for 3 days, and we find that we allow for Nasha Ma'anos Bimoed, because even though Ma'anos is done in a way where it was done where they would say sad things or dirges responsively, and that apparently is considered the Kavod HaMeis, so he says it could be that it's Mutter, and he says Dayin Tzarech Iyun Ladina. Rav Moshe leaves it as a Tzarech Iyun Ladina. Rav Simcha Ben Kohn in his Sefer on Avelus quotes a kolbo on Avelus that b'chol ha-moed there was a certain kolbo writes there was a certain big yirei shemayim talmud chacham whatever who passed away, so he says it could be there was makom lahakel because he was a bar urian v'yirei shemayim. But many zakenim and lomdim said that they never heard such a thing that you're going to say a hasbun chol ha-moed. So the kolbo says al kein chadalti mizeh. So I didn't say it, even though I thought that there might be an exception for someone who's so great. In the tshuva me'ava chelik aleph simin shin nun dalid, when he says that that someone died, a great chacham died in chol ha-moed Pesach, and he said that they shouldn't be maspid him. And he quotes the Magen Avraham that says that it's Asr, and the Levush is Matir for a Talmud Chacham. And he says that we have such a din Talmud Chacham b'zmaneinu, especially if the person is a Gon Meforsam, and he ultimately is Matir. Rav Simcha Zissel Broida, the Rashiv in Chevron, died on Chol HaMoed, and they asked Rav Eliashiv if they're allowed to say Hespedim, and he said not to be Marich, meaning that's typically what people do on days that you're not allowed to say Hespedim. Rare is the funeral that actually doesn't have Hespedim. You may have experienced this already in your, even though you're young and you probably haven't been to that many funerals, but rare is the funeral, even in Chodesh Nisan, even in times you're not supposed to say Hespedim, where there actually aren't Hespedim. So Yashu says something, and it's quoted all by Rav Simcha Ben Kohn. He says, not only not to be marach by Hespedim in the sense that don't say a 35-minute hesped, a 40-minute hesped. Not to be marach b'hespedim means limit the number of maspedim also. Meaning you have 20 people, each of them speaks for 3 minutes, that's also not appropriate. You should have someone say something, just because it's almost considered like a bizayon if nobody says anything. Magen Avraham writes in Tavkuf Mem Zayin, Sivkat and Ches, that even to say a shevach al ames is asr during these days, because that's mevi lehesped. But in the drush etzlach, drush lamin aleph, he says, you know, you can mention certain shivchei ames, and I think that's the practice. That someone should say something, some divrei shevach of the mace. But again, as we were discussing yesterday, there's a difference between the kind of speech that's meant to bring people to tears and the kind of speech that just highlights certain qualities for us to emulate. And those are different things. And that's the tone that you have to strike. And therefore, you have to find the right person who's able to strike that balance, who's able to hit that tone. That's not always easy. That's not always easy to do. Meaning, if a person is extremely emotional, it's very, very difficult to hit that tone, because he's very likely going to cause people to cry. We had in the community, someone passed away during Chodesh Nisan from COVID, and it was extremely emotional. We were all terribly emotional, and you couldn't not have anything. Someone had to say something, otherwise it would have been, you know, we would have fallen apart. We all would have fallen apart. So I tried to say something, and I thought, okay, I'm not going to be emotional now. But I was too emotional. As a friend of mine, my age, I know the kids, I couldn't not. And I realized that that I wasn't positioned properly to be able to do the right kind of hesped for that situation. You need someone who's positioned properly to do it, someone who's a little bit removed. That's why often the rabbi is a better choice in that case than the family is, but not always. There are other days also, the Shulchan Aruch mentions, and the Achrona mentioned, the minhag became not to say Hespedim. In Hilchas Pesach, in Sim Tav Chav Tes, Shulchan Aruch writes, all Chodesh Nisan we don't say Hespedim. Geshar Chaim writes, also not Pesach Sheni, not Tu B'Shvat, not Lag Ba'Omer, not Isru Chag, not Tu Ba'av. Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim writes, in Sim Tav Resh Dalin, not Erev Yom HaKippurim. The Geshar Chaim says, not after Chatzos, on Erev Shabbos, and Erev Yom Tov, to say Hespedim. So there are lots and lots of days where the minhag became not to say Hespedim. And again, in those days, we don't do real Hespedim, and we should really try to be more careful about it than people are about doing real Hespedim. But something, some divrei shevach, just so that it not be a bizayin to the family, are probably called for. Any questions before we move on? Oh, all good. Go around the room here. Objet. Can we delay a funeral so that it falls out on a day when we can say Hespedim? No, isn't this Shalanas Hameis? I don't think you could do that. Meaning we do Halanas Hameis for Kvodo Shel Meis. I guess we'll get to that hopefully. Meaning if let's say a close relative, Meis had children that live in a different state and they need to get here. So we do that for Mishum Kvodo Shel Meis, but I don't think we do that in order to be able to get to a day where you're allowed to do Hespedim. I mean, there are always other opportunities to talk about the mace that will come up. You know, you have during Shiva to talk about the mace. You have at a Shloshim, you could talk about the mace. There are other opportunities that usually arise. Now, there is another din that maybe gets less attention, and that is a din not to be maspid within 30 days of a yantif. Whoa, if there's such a din not to be maspid within 30 days of yantif, doesn't that like knock out like half the cat? We already have all the Chodesh Nisan, all the Chodesh Nisan includes the second half of Chodesh Nisan, all the Yom Tovim, everything that even sounds like a yantif midrabanan, and now you're going to knock out 30 days, so it's not what it sounds like. The Gemara Moed Katan Dav Chesem Lal says, Lo yaspid mesel betoch lamid yom kodem l'regel, and the Gemara's machlok is why. Rav says because that you don't want someone to use up all the money that they set aside for Yantif and use it up on the Hespedim. And Shmuel says, no, it's because Ein Ames Mishtakech Min Alev until 30 days. So the Tsar that sticks with you after the Hespedim, if it's within 30 days, is going to stay with you on Yantif. It's gonna ruin your whole Yantif. So the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Shulchan Aruch passing like Shmuel, that it's also because it's going to cause tsar on the regel, which is interesting. Machlok is Rav and Shmuel, but it's not really machlok is about the din, it's machlok is about the reason for the din. The Ramban and Tosfos paskin like Rav, Sharatzin and Tavkuf Mem Zayin Sivkan Beis says that Rov Rishon and paskin like Shmuel over here. What's the nafkamina between them? Nowadays, let's say you don't pay someone to do the aspedim. I made these comments yesterday about being paid to do a levaya when a rabbi is paid to do aspedim. So a good friend of mine texted me, who's a son of a rabbi, and he is a rabbi himself. He said, "Look, we never ever wish for anything bad to come on somebody." But he said, "You'd be surprised how many times in my rabbanus when things got pretty desperate, and right then, you know, a levaya came my way." So, you know, okay, so that sometimes happens. So it is a practice that a lot of people do get paid. But let's say someone does it for free. Let's say you have someone say a spade for free. According to Rav Lechor, it should be mutter within 30 days. According to Shmuel, it should be aser. Another nafkamina, if someone dies less than 30 days before Yantif, according to Shmuel, it should be mutter, because anyway, there's going to be great sorrow. The guy just died. Whereas according to Rav, it's going to be aser. Now that's the big nafkamina. So the halach, the mechaber paskin, said if someone dies within 30 days of the regal, it's mutter. You're allowed to say a spade like Shmuel. So that's what really limits this din. Meaning this din, that you're not allowed to say a spade within 30 days, is talking about a guy who died more than 30 days before the Yantif. But if there's tzar anyway, because he died within 30 days of the Yantif, so then you're allowed to say a spadim. So that's in the Mechaber writes that even if someone dies, kodem lamed yom, and you hear a shmur rechoka, toch lamed yom, you're allowed to say a hasped also, because hu adin v'hu atam. If you only found out about it within 30 days, that's kilu, he died within 30 days. Yesh ladun, if someone died more than 30 days before Yantif, and then someone else died within 30 days, can you be Megalgel, a second Hesped? The Shulchan Aruch says, Asalasos came, because probably causes Tosefes Tzar. Right? That's what Mishnah Berurah writes in Tavkuf Mem Zayin, Sivkat and Vav. So in Pesachei Teshuva, he quotes in Agudas Ezov, the Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim do not have a din of a regel as far as the 30 days in advance. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Tavkuf Mem Zayin, Sivkat and Dalet as well. Primogodim was masupik about it. Shus Yaakov is mekel, and Taras Adam, he says that Chodesh Elul is mutter, meaning that it doesn't have a din of. Meaning it's okay to have a little bit of that kind of feeling, you know, hachayitin alibo kind of feeling going into the Yemei Adin. So it could be Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur have a different feel to it. Of course, 30 days before Sukkot puts you in middle Chodesh Elul anyway. So I don't know to say that. So I think you just say what he means, that the entirety of Chodesh Elul is not Aser in the Aspedim. Chachma Sadim also says that wherever you have a lashon of Meso or Mace Lo Mace, so the Gemara always says Meso, it doesn't say just Mace. So here also it says Mace Lo Mace within 30 days. Of the regel that lo yisbidenu, so it could be only meso, but someone else who's not a karov could be maspid him betoch lamid yom. It's just that the avelim aren't allowed to attend the hesped. That's how the Chachmas Adam suggests. Okay, what else should we say over here? Yeah, Pesachei Teshuva quotes a Teshuvas Beis Ephraim. That brings a raya that according to many Rishonim, anything that's within 30 days of the Yom HaMisa, even if it's still within 30 days of Yantif, you're allowed to be maspid him. Meaning the person dies 35 days before Yantif. So 10 days later, even though you're within 30 days of Yantif, but since it's within the Shloshim of the Yom HaMisa, you're allowed to be maspid. It's only when he dies before 30 days, before the actual Hesped, and you're within Lamed Yom of the Hesped, that it's Aser. That's what the Radvaz writes in the Tshuva. All of this is not really so Nogeya, because most of the time we say the Hesped right then and there. We say the Hesped right at the Levaya. So we do it right away when the person dies. So it doesn't really come up so much. This, thankfully doesn't come up so much. Okay, let's get into a little bit of the discussion, who we're not Misabel for. So, this is Shin Mem Hei. Din HaMavid Atzmul Das and Menuda and Haruge Bezdin and Aparshim Minat Sibur. These are the people that we're not Misabel for. Yeah, so this is a challenging thing. I was looking, in this book, in Rav Simcha Ben Mekon, to see how he handled suicide in terms of Hesped, in terms of Avelus. Because Meikra Adin, you're not Misabel for someone who's Mavid Atzmul Das. So we'll get into some of the details of that. I couldn't think of a single case where we would ever say that Lamaisa. I couldn't find anything that he even mentions about it there. He like, I think he, unless I'm wrong, I think he just ignored the entire topic because the whole thing is not Nogea Lamaisa. But it's still fascinating to see how we get there, how we get from a Beferish HaHalacha that appears in Shulchan Aruch based on the Rishonim, based on perhaps Divrei Chazal, to a point where we just say, eh, forget it. You know, like, there's no such thing as Ma'avir Atzma L'das anymore. So let's see how we get to that point. That's essentially what we do. Meaning there are many, many, unfortunately, way, way too many suicides. And we're always misada. We always go through regular avelus, regular spedim, regular everything when someone is Ma'avir Atzma L'das. So where does this halacha come from? So the Rosh in Simon Sadi Dalid quotes from an Evel Rabasi that we're not misabel in someone's ma'avir atzma l'das, and we don't do kriya either, and we don't do a hespid either. But omdim lav b'shura, and we say birchas avelim, because that's a kavod l'chaim. And anything that's a kavod l'chaim, you have Rabbi Misaskin, by the way, there's something that's a kavod l'chaim. So in Shulchan Aruch, shin mem hei sefalut, ma'avir atzma l'das, ein misaskin l'kol dover, black and white. Ein misabel lav, ein maspidim also, lo korin, lo choltzin. All these halachos, beferish black and white in Shulchan Aruch, that it says explicitly. So shach and sivkat and aleph, ein misaskin duchsev es damcham l'nafsho seichem edrosh. Davon gadol lo ma'avir atzma l'das. Kasev b'shuvas rashbis in tavshin samach gimel. Da'av shamru b'kol makom ein misaskin imam l'kol dover. Lo yin kruv tachurichem amru el hashem korev lo choltzim. We bury him. We do bury him. But we don't do all of the other practices of avelus, because it's a terrible avera. The pasuk says, "As damcham l'nafsho seichem edrosh," and that's an issur of ma'avir atzma l'das. So the Torah quotes from the Ramban that ein korim means the rechokim to be korea l'kavod, but krovim who are ru'il l'sabel would be korea on him as well. We don't pask in that way in Shulchan Aruch, but the Shach quotes it. So Pischei Tshuva in Sifkan Aleph, he says that the sheet of the Ramban is correct la halacha, and the Shitas Ramban, you'd be misabel on him as well, just ein maspid in alav. But again, that's against the Shulchan Aruch. In Ha'elefach HaShlam HaSim Shin, so meaning we're starting to pare it away already, right? Meaning if you say like the Shita of the Ramban, so and you say that that's the la halacha, so you are misabel on him, it's just ein maspid in alav. Okay, then you could toy with what the definition of hesped is. I'm not going to talk about him. I'm going to talk about his midos. I'm going to talk about the family. I'm going to talk, you know, once you knock it down to hesped, you know, then almost anything goes already. But that's not what it says in Shulchan Aruch, right? In Ha'elav L'chashlam, Osim and Shinalev, he says, what are you talking about? We don't pass like the Ramban. Shulchan Aruch rejects the Ramban. Shulchan Aruch passes straight out that we're not Mesabel. He quotes Chassam Sofer also in Shin Chavav, that when there's kavod mishpacha nechbedes, when there's a kavod, you know, an honorable mishpacha, that it's going to be a big bizayin to them, it's going to be an eternal busho chlima to them, that one of them was makalkal masav to such a point, but if you're matir them to be misabel, then everyone's going to say that the rabbanon were able to verify that the person didn't have a din of a ma'avir atzmo, and then you're allowed to be mara l'chadchila if they could be misabel, because it will save them that bizayon that everyone will assume that probably it was not ma'avir atzmo das if they allowed a proper avelus. I don't know if everyone knows that, you know, like eventually everyone's going to realize that we're always, you know, that they always do a proper avelus for someone who's ma'avir atzmo das, but that's the svara. But the real reason we're making, I think, is the following. How do you know that a person is ma'avir atzma l'das? Everyone is becheskas that they're not ma'avir atzma l'das unless they say hareini ola l'rosh hagag va'apil atzmi va'amos, and you saw him ola l'rosh hagag v'nafal l'meis. Right? You know that's Shulchan Aruch writes in Siv Beis. Ezu ma'avir atzma l'das. He says, I am going to go commit suicide, and strangely, no one stopped him, and he went, and he then committed suicide right there. That's a definition of ma'avir atzma l'das. So you don't have such a case so commonly. Shach and Sifkat and Gimel quotes Ramban that even if you didn't see him actually do the act, but if he said he's going to go and kill himself and then you find him dead, so then it's a chazaka that l'das asa. The Bach quotes from Marshal that even if he says ru'usha ani ola, but you didn't see him be ola, you don't rely on just what he said. He's not against the Shach. He's not b'cheskas ma'avir atzma l'das. And the Bach, B'shem Marshal, Bach says that Dvarv Nechonim. So in Pischei Tshuva, in Sif Katan Gimli, says he's not called Ma'avid unless he does it B'das Tzulula V'lo Mitoch Shiga'on. And there's the whole letter. That in order for a person to be Ma'avid Atzim L'das, he has to have a clear mind. What does that mean? How could a person ever be Ma'avid Atzim L'das with a clear mind? It can't be that he's suffering from mental illness. Well, that's the definition of, it's hard to even find such a case. It's impossible to find such a case that you could say about a person that is Mavid Atzmul Das with Das Tzulula, with clear Das. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes over here in Sifhe. He says, Klal HaShodavar, Mavid Atzmul Das, Talilan B'kol Eze Taliya Kol Shuhu. We use any possible Taliya to say that it was not, that it doesn't fit the Gedarin. Kigal Litos B'yira, O B'tzar, O Sheyatzim Yidaito, O Sheyatzavara Yeshazem Mitzvah L'bli L'hachshit L'kashal Ba'averos Acheros. The person had something in their head that he was tola in yiro or tsar, or he was out of his mind, or he thought that this is going to stop him from being nichshol in other averos. He says, because it never happens. You never have a person who commits suicide with a clear mind. Remember, this is when I was in high school. Someone I knew committed suicide, and I was very shaken by the event. So I went to Rabbi Yisrael Kamenetsky, who's my Rebbe, my 10th grade Rebbe, and I'm like, I was just like at a loss. I was like, I was totally shaken up. And I remember his reaction. This, I think, piqued my interest in learning halacha. I don't think I was ever interested in learning halacha before this. He took me over to the shelf in the Beis Medrash in YU, and he pulled off a Yoredei Chel Gimel from the shelf, and he opened it up to Simon Shin Mem Hei, and he said, let's learn through what the definition of Ma'avid Atzmo L'das is. And we learned through the Simon together, the first few Sifim, at least in the Simon together with the Pischei Tshuva. And he said that I just want to show you the Torah has what to say about everything. And you have to understand that the Torah has what to tell you over here, that there's no such thing as Ma'avid Atzmo L'das. That it almost never happens that a person is Ma'avid Atzmo L'das. There's such thing as mental illness, such thing as a person who's suffering, and you shouldn't feel that this person you were close to is unworthy or whatever. And I think that's why I learned halacha today, because of that conversation, seeing the power of the Torah to relate to every situation. Let's see what the questions. There have been rare cases of religious cults who've committed mass suicide out of a sense of religious belief. Would that fit the gather of Tzululos? I believe that those people were not psychologically ill. No, because that fits what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying, that they think they're doing it for a mitzvah. They think that they're totally mistaken about their whole Hashkafas HaChaim. Why aren't we concerned that being so makel will result in people being less hesitant to commit suicide? I don't know. I don't think that's what goes through the cheshbon. I think anyone who gets to that point where they're able to take their own life, it's so against a person's most basic instinct for self-preservation that you have to believe that's not really what's doing it. I think I heard Dr. Pelkovitz say earlier this year that there's a push amongst mental health professionals, some rabbanim, to reinstitute some of the basic dinim of Ma'avid Atzmo L'das in order to make really. Dr. Pelkovitz said that mental health professionals are pushing that we should stop being misabel on people Ma'avid Atzmo L'das. They think that's going to help.
He said that at a Q&A with Rav Willig, and they both seem to be in agreement that this is like a valid sheet of being put out there.
Wow. Okay, I got to ask Rav Willig. What's happened? I just discovered Rav Willig has WhatsApp. By the way, if you just like type in on your contact list random names of people, you'd be shocked who has WhatsApp. yesterday I got a call from Rabbi Tzal Rudinsky, called me about a shidduch or something. I'm like, let me try. now I have his WhatsApp. Okay, anyway, it didn't work for Rabbi Yerucham Olshin. He doesn't have WhatsApp as far as I know. Shouldn't the suicide note qualify as Amar Harini Ola? Yeah, I was thinking about that also, that if the suicide note says, so then the question becomes, who do you paskin like in the Machlok Zachron we just mentioned? Is Harini Ola that you actually see him being Ola, or that you then find him dead afterwards? What about an ill person who wants to kill themselves? Oh, we'll get to that in a second. What if a person is in horrible, horrible pain, so they want to kill themselves because they just can't stand the pain that they're in? Rabbi Rapp told Yoni that he's also pushing for the same, that we should start not being misabel for Ma'avid Atzmo L'das. don't know, how do you do that to a family? I don't know if you're the shul rav, I don't know how you would do that to a family. I don't know. I have to ask Rabbi Willing. I have to ask the Gadol. I don't know if I could do that to a family. Why wouldn't rely on circumstantial evidence again? I don't think you could do it to a family. I think that's what it's all about. I think they can't do that to a family. L'anias daiti. But leave it to the. But if it could save even nefesh achas, then you could do it to a family. If it will actually save a nefesh achas mi Yisrael, then in a chinami, then you could probably do it to a family. I wouldn't say halach k'divrei mekel ba'avel. Apply over halach k'divrei mekel ba'avel. Yeah, they don't feel like it's a divrei mekel over here for the family. They want to be able to be misabel. By Katan, the Rush is quoting Shulchan Aruch and Siv Gimel. Katan is ma'abed atzma, whereas Eimon menu shum davar, right? Because Katan is not ladas. We always assume it's not ladas. And the Shulchan Aruch also quotes over here someone who's a near daf kishaul, right? Yeah, and Siv Gimel. Chen gadol ma'avas v'das hu anus kishaul amelech ein monin mimenu kol davar. If he's being chased, then his life is being threatened. You know, someone in a concentration camp or something, that they're going to get killed anyway, chances are, and they just can't take it anymore. So, in Monin Menu Kol Davar, so there's a famous Rabbi Kiva Eiger who quotes from a famous Besamim Rosh, that when Takfu Yitzro, that a person is not going to be Omid B'Nisayon, if a person feels that he's going to violate an Avera, he's not going to be Omid B'Nisayon, and he's Ma'avid Atzmel L'Das, that he's Rashai La'avid Atzmel L'Das, he's allowed to commit suicide in such a case. Rabbi Kiva Eiger quotes from the Sam Rosh. L'Chora, that's only in the case of Yaharig Val Yavar, but he just doesn't feel he's going to be Omid B'Nisayon. So he quotes a Birkei Yosef, in the name of the Ritva, that he's even allowed to do it, and al kol panim, he's not considered ma'avid atzmel das. And then he goes on to say that even if someone kills himself machmas tshuva, so Rabbi Kiva Eiger says, look in the Shvos Yaakov, Beis Lachem Yehuda quotes it, that we also don't treat him as ma'avid atzmel das. And someone who's ma'avid atzmo in order that he shouldn't come to inuyim rabim gedolim, that he's not considered ma'avid atzmel das, that he shouldn't suffer terribly, he's not a ma'avid atzmel das. So in Pischei Tshuva Sifkan Gimel of here, he quotes that Besamim Rosh, where he says that someone was, a guy was starving, and he went in front of two people, and he said that he can't stand living anymore, and he murdered him, so he killed himself. So he's not called the Ma'avid Atzmel Das, because he did it because of his great tsar that he was suffering, and his dagos and yisurim. So he says, that the Pischei Tshuva quotes in the Sefer Harevel, he's mefakpek on it, and he says that lav gushpanka da rosh chasmala. This whole besamim rosh is not from the rosh, right? The besamim rosh, it's what the chasam sofer used to call the kizvei harosh, that it was all a lie. The rosh never wrote these things, and it was clearly a forgery. It's been proven many times already that is that the besamim rosh is a forgery. He's mochiach from Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. He's mochiach in the opposite direction from Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. Aval d'zar yud chesam and aleph. All these yisurim gedolim that he was suffering, and he wouldn't open his mouth to kill himself, even though he was in extraordinary pain. So you see that it's a raya that it is a ma'avid atzmel l'das. And he says, "Bezen is daif sefer b'sam rosh." That's all the rayas you need to be is daif the sefer b'sam rosh. That all the sefer b'sam rosh is a forgery. I don't know. Is that all you need? It could be that it's also to do it, but you don't have a din of ma'avid atzmel das. Pischei Tshuva quotes such a svara from the Tshuvas Evan Shoham, that someone who kills himself and he says a lot of reasons that he's not bechal ma'avid atzmel das. And one of them, he says, is that ruach bilbalto mitoch shigaon, that he's not called ma'avid atzmel unless he does b'das tzlula. Meaning that we compare it to Mukatan, that doesn't have a din ma'avid atzmel das. Doesn't mean he's allowed to do it. So I don't know. I don't know if that's where the Chanim ben Tradion didn't do it, but it doesn't mean that just because you're allowed to, just because you're not called the ma'avid atzmel das afterwards, it doesn't mean that you're allowed to do it. From Rabbi Chanim ben Tradion, you see that he didn't do it, but it could be that he won't have a status of ma'avid atzmel das. Shuz b'sam rosh even allows you to do it. This is the This question was a big deal, and time's running out already. Maybe we'll start next time with this question. Dr. Rabinovich from Denver asked me a shayla I think she asked Rav Shechter the shayla also. She asked me a shayla like 3 years ago about Yoni. You remember this? I'm sure you remember this, right?
Voting for death and singing for life was the title of the show, I think.
Oh yeah, voting for death, right? So the case was that in Colorado, it was on the ballot. Physician-assisted suicide was on the ballot. So the shayla is, can you vote to allow physician-assisted suicide? Knowing that, as a Jew, are you allowed to vote to allow it? So maybe we'll talk about that. Take a look in Ginas Egos on page Ayin Dalid in the Ha'ara, in the footnote on the bottom of Ginas Egos. See what Rav Shechter writes over there. Look up his Marmokomos and see if you agree. And, it's a fascinating, fascinating topic. And we'll get into Aruge Beis and other things as well, and we'll move on from there. But yeah, it's kedai to talk over, I guess, a little bit what Rav Shechter has to say on this topic. He has a fascinating shita, a fascinating shita. And then we'll get to Parish Midarkei Tzibur and people who aren't from and other things like that as well, people that were not Miss Abilon. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll get to that next time. Okay, have a great... Aninus, I think there would be. Someone just asked there Aninus, because Aninus is based on the mitzvah of Kavura, so... you do have to be covered, someone who's Mavidas Vildas, I think. So you probably do have that.
I think a Porish Minarchia Tzibur doesn't get a Nimitz. Presumably there's a Lachir Kvura. Maybe I shouldn't assume that.
Yeah, so let's. I guess we'll talk about that next time also. Yeah, because Porish Minarchia Tzibur says, Eim is asking about Michal Dover. Right. Even though Pesach Tshuva over there says, You are Chayiv to be covered. All right, we'll discuss next time, Bez Hashem.
Ephraim showed me all on pages Shin Ches to Shin Yud, the Gesher Chaim talks about all of the Rabbidat Miladas, Aninos, Avelos.
Ah, okay. Page Shin Ches to Shin Yud and Gesher Chaim. Okay, so we have our homework. All right, everybody. Have a great day.